WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend, on Saturday, Harlan hosting a cross-country invitational meet on the girls' side. It was Harlan winning with 70 points, edging Griswold, who had 72 for second place. Lewis Central was third with 100 points. Abraham Lincoln with a 128 total was fourth. Atlantic was fifth with a 150 total. They were followed by St. Albert, Glenwood, Red Oak, Denison, Trainer, Thomas Jefferson, Woodbine, and Adair Casey in the rest of the field. Individually, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the champion. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic was the runner-up. Also, Griswold's Alex Flippin placed fifth in that meet on Saturday. On the boys' side at Harlan Saturday, the individual champ was Chris Brace of Harlan, Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson the runner-up, Red Oak's Josh Sundberg placing fourth in that meet. Also, Riverside was led by Tim Brink, who placed 14th. Atlantic's top finisher was Josiah Williams. He was 28th Saturday. Team championship went to Thomas Jefferson with 43 points, Harlan with 48, the runner-up. Glenwood, St. Albert, Denison, Riverside, Abraham Lincoln, Red Oak, Lewis Central, Atlantic, Griswold, and Trainer round out the rest of the team competition. In high school volleyball over the weekend at the Nevada tournament, Atlantic went 2-3 on the weekend, defeating PCM and defeating Madrid while falling to Dallas Center Grimes, Carlisle, and Newton in that Saturday meet. Also at the Border Classic tournament at Sydney, they played through pool round play. It was Tarkio, Missouri winning three matches in pool play and pool A, while Riverside won a couple. Sydney also won a match. In pool B action, Thomas Jefferson won all three of their matches. Griswold won two of their three matches. Nishnabotten also picked up a win. In the championships, it was Thomas Jefferson beating Tarkio, Missouri 2-1 for the title. Also in the Bedford tournament Saturday, Stanton won all five of their matches. East Union won three matches. Bedford won a match as well in that tournament. In the Southwest Valley tournament down at Corning on Saturday, it was Southwest Valley winning all five of their matches. They beat Exira, EHK, and Lennox twice each and beat Nottoway Valley as well. Nottoway Valley picked up three wins, beating Exira, EHK, Cam, and Lennox. Exira, EHK won three matches, beating Cam, Lennox, and Nottoway Valley. Also, Lennox posted a win over Cam in that Saturday event. Alex Smith threw three touchdown passes. Dexter McCluster returned to punt 89 yards for another score, and the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs plunged the New York Giants to 0-4 with a 24-7 victory yesterday. Smith hit touchdown passes of 4, 2, and 35 yards for the Chiefs, who under Andy Reid have already doubled their victory total of 20-12. They are the second team to go from a 2-win season to 4-0 the next year. The Giants, who trailed only 17-7 after three quarters, are now 0-4 for the first time since 1987. Eli Manning connected with Victor Cruz on a 69-yard scoring play for New York's only score. The Kansas City defense sacked Manning three times. Smith was intercepted twice. Those are the first giveaways by the Chiefs. They also lost fumble in yesterday's game. Elsewhere in Sunday action, it was Seattle in overtime over Houston 23-20, Buffalo beating Baltimore 23-20, Arizona got by Tampa Bay 13-10, Indianapolis beat Jacksonville 37-3, Cleveland over Cincinnati 17-6, Detroit outscored Chicago 40-32, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 34-27. It was Tennessee 38-13 over New York, the Jets, that is. Washington beat Oakland 24-14. San Diego topping Dallas 30-21. Denver over Philadelphia 52-20. And New England held off Atlanta 30-23. Former Pittsburgh Steelers defensive end L.C. Greenwood, who won four Super Bowls as a member of the Steel Curtain defense, has died at the age of 67. The Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office says Greenwood died from undisclosed causes. Greenwood was a six-time Pro Bowler and a two-time All-Pro during his career from 1969 to 1981, and he was honored on the NFL's All-Decade team for the 1970s. Lane Kiffin has been fired as the football coach at Southern California. That dismissal came just hours after the Trojans dropped to 0-2 in conference play after a 62-41 loss at Arizona State. The Trojans posted a short news release to the athletic department website saying that athletic director Pat Hayden informed Kiffin of the decision upon the team charter's arrival back in Los Angeles after the defeat. Kiffin went 28-15 at USC in parts of four seasons, but his team is 0-2 in conference play for the first time since 2001. Well, Notre Dame has dropped out of the Associated Press College football poll after losing its second game of the season, and Arizona State moved in after the Sun Devils' win prompted USC to fire their coach. Alabama remained number one as the top five held their spots for the third consecutive week. The Crimson Tide received 55 of 60 first-place votes, with number two Oregon getting the rest from the media panel. Clemson is third, followed by Ohio State and Stanford. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Matt Carpenter and the St. Louis Cardinals clinched home field advantage throughout the National League playoffs when they beat the Chicago Cubs 4-0 Sunday for their sixth straight win. With the top seed, the NL Central champs will host the wild card winner in Game 1 of a National League Division Series on Thursday. Joe Kelly pitched 5 1/3 innings of three-hit ball in relief of Jake Westbrook as the Cards matched a season-high winning streak as they finished 97-65. That's their most wins since they reached 100 in 2005. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets beat Milwaukee 3-2, Pittsburgh 4-2 over Cincinnati, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 12-5. San Francisco topped San Diego 7-6, Colorado over L.A. 2-1, and Arizona beat Washington 3-2. Also in the American League yesterday, Cleveland, a 5-1 winner over Minnesota, and they'll have to wait to find out who they're going to play in the wild card game as they have a playoff game, game number 163 of the season, to determine the American League's second wild card team. As Tampa Bay beat Toronto 7-6 and Texas beat the LA Angels 6-2, that leaves the Rays and the Rangers tied for that second wild card slot. They'll head to Arlington, Texas today, where they will play a game tonight to determine who moves on into the playoffs. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Boston 7-6. Kansas City topped Chicago 4-1. The Yankees over Houston in 14 innings 5-1. Oakland beat Seattle by a 9-0 final. Also, Miami pitcher Henderson Alvarez tossed a no-hitter as the Marlins defeated Detroit by a final of 1-0 in yesterday's final day of the season. And in racing news, Jimmy Johnson held off teammate Dale Earnhardt Jr. down the stretch as he won the Sprint Cup race at Dover International Speedway. That win is Johnson's record 8th at the track, topping the mark that he shared with Bobby Allison and Richard Petty. Joey Logano, Jeff Gordon, and Kyle Busch rounded out the top five. Matt Kenseth kept his points lead even as he fell short in trying to become the first driver to win the first three Chase races in a season. Kenseth is 8 points ahead of Johnson and 12 better than teammate Kyle Busch. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.